Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen. It's Friday, the very first Friday of the month of February, February 3, 2017. And welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Today, let's jump into the Song of Songs, and we can find that in the Old Testament. And in the Song of Songs in chapter 8, verse 7, the scripture says, "Many waters cannot quench love, neither can floods drown it." The Song of Solomon, the Song of Songs, contains some of the most beautiful poetry in the entire Bible. With every word, you're invited into the beauty of pure love and affection, with each lover rejoicing in the gift of the other. It holds up a picture of intimate human love to which we all desire, we all aspire to, and we all desperately need. But what do we do when these words ring hollow and empty like a worthless garment blowing in the wind? What happens when it just doesn't feel like it's our time to be loved or to love? What if you've experienced the loss of a relationship or a failure to love or have longed for this kind of love for years but never found it? If you're in a relationship, there are times when these words match the emotion and desire of our hearts. It can feel like nothing can quench or drown your love for each other. But let's face it, as anyone who's been in a relationship knows, there are other days when that emotion is a distant memory, days when you feel like your love is all but lost and maybe even feel like it is. It's pretty doggone important for us to remember that God's vision for intimate relationships is not based simply on the feeling or the emotion of the moment, but it is indeed a fact, the glorious celebration of God's commitment to us as the people he loves. Love will never be swept away because the love of God can never be quenched. God gives himself fully to you, his people, loving us even when we fail to love him in return. Loving us, we could say, even when the feeling of love is long gone or that we might even be angry with the divine. This is why in a marriage, it's often spoken of as a covenant. It is meant to be a daily image of God's love that is built into the very fabric of our lives. And it's a promise and a commitment that's meant to transcend the emotion or feeling of the moment. Marriage, my friend, is God's gift to support and protect the love between a man and a woman, giving it a foundation that can weather the wildest storm. The scripture says that marriage is to be held in high honor among all people. You see, if you're looking forward to marriage, don't believe the myth of the soulmate or spend your time looking for someone to complete you like you came out of a movie set. Because you see, instead, seek a love that cares more for the good of the other, a love in which you can selflessly give yourself away for the good of the one you love. And if the topic of love and marriage brings up acute feelings of pain and broken promises, throw yourself on the love and goodness of God, and there find your healing through the perfect love of Christ Jesus, who loves us to the very end. If you are married, seek to love your spouse in a way that shows the world the self-giving, covenant-keeping love of God. Maybe today your prayer could include something like this: God, give us your grace that our earthly relationships, even in their imperfections, might be a means by which the world would know and see your self-giving love. Hey, husbands, you want your spouse to be able to submit to you? Give them reason. Serve them. Hey, wives, you want your husband to be the spiritual head of his home? Encourage him to live for God. Together, you should never have a greater accountability partner more than your spouse, because this is where love is found, when it's difficult, when it's easy, and when it's in the middle. Because at the end of the day, not only is God love, everything he taught us about a relationship is how Jesus, the groom, sees his bride, the church, sacrificing for it, giving himself for it, serving it. I can't imagine what it would be like to not enjoy that in a lifelong relationship. God bless you, my friend. Have a great weekend. I look forward to see you Sunday at Sugar Hill Church. If you're not in the Atlanta area, you can always watch us online at live.sugarhill.church. But remember, it's Rise Up Sunday. Put your Falcons gear on and let's have a great time. I'll see you then. Bye now.